Welcome back to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's. You like it?
Never,
a little jingle?
Never know what you're going to get with this one.
That's right, very true.
Brandon Marshall continued his effort to end stigma associated with mental illness by hosting Limelight, an event to promote mental health awareness. For the fundraiser, his foundation teamed up with Thresholds, one of the largest providers of mental health services in Illinois.
When I first started speaking in this community, meaning the mental health community, it was sad. And the first thing I said, we gotta spice it up. But it's really hard when you're sitting there and you see a family hanging on to your every word because they just lost someone and they can relate to your story. You know, their daughter committed suicide or their son is self-harming himself. So, you know, it's a tough community to work in, but you know, I tell you one thing, if we all continue to come together and start these conversations, we can really create a lot of awareness and save a lot of lives. Whatever you guys need from us, just let us know.
We really appreciate what you do.
Yes, sir.
Marshall has consistently said that football is his platform, not his purpose.
They support your platform, but tonight they're here to support your purpose. So what is it? How does it feel to just have this support from so many people?
What's funny is I really believe that there's more people following me now and my wife and our foundation because of the work we're doing on a purpose side. You know, like the platform is just for them to get to know, like, oh, for them to see us. And once they dig a little deeper and see the work that we're doing, they're like, man, that is cool. When we're out and we're walking around, or the emails we may receive, it's always about the work that we're doing. And, you know, that inspires us because it's hard work. And those emails and those thank yous just keep us going.
It's water, Coach Trestman. It's water, okay? It's water.
What do you want people to take away from Limelight?
The conversation that we started, we want it to be thought-provoking, you know, but at the same time, you know, we want to have fun. Like, where we are today is where the cancer community was and the HIV community was 20, 25 years ago. And I probably said that 30 times on 30 different outlets, you know, but I have to continue to say that so people understand why it's so important for us to start this dialogue. You guys are awesome.
Marshall's foundation has grown in recent months, and he continues to add more people to his team.
It's all about the team. We believe our place in the community is not it is not to be great researchers or treaters or clinicians. We can support their efforts and potentially fund them, but our place in the community is to raise awareness. You know, to do things like wear lime green cleats or paint a city lime green.
I'm really pleased with where we've come, and we keep climbing these different mountains, and we get to the top of one and we just find a new one to climb. And so we're going to keep doing that and keep doing that as long as we can.
We are more than athletes. We are more than fashion expert, a wife of a professional athlete.
Marshall said not even the sky is the limit for the Brandon Marshall Foundation. While there's always more to strive for, he feels a sense of accomplishment for what he and his team have done so far.
Coach Tony Sparano, now I'm the interim head coach of the Oakland Raiders. I had him as my head coach in Miami. You know, the number one thing I learned while I was there was to enjoy the journey. You know, don't focus on the destination. So, like, if I was not content in today, you know, I would miss out on these opportunities to really enjoy Limelight, to enjoy, you know, our family, our friends, the people running Thresholds and our foundation, because they're small victories that add up to something amazing. So I am happy and I am content, you know, because you never know when life's going to be taken away from you, and you got to enjoy it while you have it.
Anthony, it was a great event, and as usual, Brandon and his wife, Mishi, their fashion was on point. I'm telling you, they looked
you
pretty good.
You think B. Marsh was on point?
Absolutely. Check out his shoes.
Oh, my God.
Check those out.
You have to coin a new phrase when you see those shoes.
Okay.